teleskiing is all about pristine natural terrain and long descents. The views are truly breathtaking. There's an epicenter for heliskiing in the world, right here in BC. Now, while the heliskiing industry continues to grow, there has also been consistent complaint about its impact on the environment. Well, today the industry announced a new plan called Sightline 2030 to guide the helicopter and snowcat skiing industry. The core focus for the industry is for 100% of Helicat Canada members to be carbon neutral by 2030. Now, Helicat Canada represents 16 snowcat skiing operators and 22 heliskiing operators who operate in 49 different areas right here in British Columbia. Their president, Rob Ron, joins us now. Rob, thank you for speaking to us today.
Great to have the opportunity. Thank you.
You've released a new document as an association, Sightline 2030. Why did you feel it was important for you to sort of bring these specific policies? We can talk about the specifics in a second, but why was it important for you to bring forward with this 2030 document?
Well, I think it was important for us as an organization to really map out a future direction that we want to go to collectively together, and to celebrate our successes to date and be very upfront with some of our challenges and what we see as the opportunities going forward, and to share that more widely.
It's safe to say that when you think about heliskiing globally, that Canada is the epicenter, and British Columbia specifically. There has been concerns and directed at the industry, specifically in regards to emissions, GHGs. Walk me through what you think you'll be able to achieve with this sightline policy.
So, yes, we recognize that, like every other activity, heli and cat skiing, there is an impact. We recognize that. First step is to take concrete measures to try and reduce those emissions by using things like micro-hydro, various efficiency initiatives. We're looking at sustainable aviation fuels when they get approved. And we're also using offsets for what we're not able to reduce. And I think it's important to note our overall environmental footprint. We can debate the relative carbon footprint of various modes of transport, but we have the opportunity with helicopters to come in, ski, and leave, and leave nothing but ski tracks behind. So minimal footprint that way. And our helicopters, our use of them in the winter enables BC to have a very robust fleet of helicopters that becomes critical at other times of the year, especially with firefighting in the summer and so on.
What would you say to critics who say, look, you need to scale smaller, which is, is the opposite of what you want to be doing as a business, that voluntary offsets really don't make the, don't actually help an industry get to that more cleaner, greener future? What do you say to that argument?
I say yes. We recognize that we do have an impact, but we are working actively to reduce that. And we also bring so many other benefits to the province, whether it comes to safety, very significant contribution to the economies of rural communities in the province. And for instance, in the 3 years prior to the pandemic, our socioeconomic impact analysis showed that we brought in $325 million of revenue to the province annually, with $165 million of GDP. And these are in very small rural communities, primarily, where we really are the big game in town, in providing family-supporting jobs for almost 3,000 employees total.
Is there still a challenge for legitimacy, isn't the right word, but credibility at times for the industry? I don't challenge the economic impact and the impact you particularly have in rural British Columbia, but there are several countries that do ban heliskiing. France is one, Norway, I think Japan as well. Do you worry that there is still criticism of this industry and that you still have an uphill battle in regards to justifying your industry in regards to climate change Because the economic side I understand, but there have been other countries that do ban this practice. Do you worry that that still remains an existential challenge for the industry?
We recognize, yes, you know, we do have our critics, but we're very proud of what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, our activities really do highlight British Columbia as the preeminent skiing destination worldwide. It's something that every skier aspires to across the globe. And our role in safety in the backcountry is critical. We have the largest group of trained backcountry professionals in our guides, and the role they play is critical in making sure that the backcountry of BC is safer for everyone. Collectively spend about 40,000 hours a year collecting snowpack data that we share with the Canadian Avalanche Association and Avalanche Canada mm-hmm. to produce the avalanche bulletins that help keep British Columbians safe as they enjoy the backcountry.
Are you working with Indigenous communities as well? Because so much of what you do, as you say, is in outside the Lower Mainland, it's in rural communities. Talk to me a little bit about your involvement with the Indigenous communities.
Yes, we view the Indigenous communities of our local areas as key partners going forward. We feel very fortunate to be able to operate on the ancestral territories of so many of the First Nations, and are working actively with them on various initiatives, wildlife management, caribou recovery projects, and really trying to develop career opportunities for Indigenous youth. And so all our operators are actively working with their local First Nations communities.
Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk about heliskiing. I know it's a growing industry, and look forward to chatting with you in the future as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.